Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath, and then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. Today's episode answers the question, when is it okay to splurge? Sometimes we get so entrenched in the mindset of paying down debt and saving money that we struggle with figuring out when it's okay to loosen up a little and enjoy some of our money. There's definitely a right way and a wrong way to splurge. I'll dive into the do's and don'ts of enjoying your money so you don't ruin your financial health. When I help people create a financial roadmap to get to their preferred financial destination, one of the things I discuss with them is pace. I'll ask them, how fast do you want to get there? Certainly, I want my clients to be financially healthy as soon as possible, but these things don't happen overnight. I have clients who are very fired up about being debt-free, and they are eager to sprint to the finish line. I have other clients who want to travel this journey at a moderate but constant pace. One thing I have seen with my clients who do a full-on sprint is that they can be in danger of burning out. I usually recommend that they take a one-month break two or three times a year and use some of their money to splurge on themselves. The journey to financial wellness is a marathon. I've had clients try to sprint too long, never splurging on themselves for long periods of time, and they end up falling off the wagon. This is why it's important to treat yourself and your family occasionally, even while you're in the process of saving money and paying down your debt. Let's first discuss when it is not okay to splurge. It's not okay to splurge if you are in foreclosure on your house, behind on your rent or car payment, or past due on any of your bills. Your financial health is in grave danger if you're in this situation, and your top priority should be rectifying your negative cash flow and cutting all unnecessary expenses so you can bring your bills current. It's not okay to splurge if you don't have the cash to pay for it. Never charge your splurges on a credit card or put a vacation on your home equity line. This is why many Americans are in debt in the first place, because they are taking loans out for expenses and luxury items that they really can't afford to pay cash for. So never charge your splurges. It's not okay to splurge if you don't have an emergency fund of at least $1,000. This is your financial safety net and should be your top priority, even above paying extra on your debt. So that is the very first step, is to make sure you have that small emergency fund so that if the car breaks down or you need a home repair or you have a medical bill, that you have the cash to pay for it and you don't have to charge it. So if you don't have that emergency fund in place to take care of a flat tire or something like that, then it's not okay to be taking a vacation. The emergency fund has to come first. So if you have your emergency fund, you're current on all of your bills, and you have some cash saved up to use for a splurge, what else do you need to consider before treating yourself? First, ask yourself, will this purchase bring me joy? If so, for how long? If you're going to briefly put your dumping debt plan on hold, make sure that you are going to thoroughly enjoy your splurge and not regret it later. Dr. Thomas Gilovich, a psychology professor at Cornell University, who has been studying the question of money and happiness for over two decades, has discovered something interesting. Over time, people's satisfaction with the things that they purchased went down, whereas their satisfaction with experiences they spent money on went up over time. Gilovich says that you'll get more happiness and joy spending money on experiences like going to art exhibits, doing outdoor activities, learning a new skill like painting, or traveling with your family than you will from purchasing the latest iPhone or a newer car. Now, my brother and I recently took my dad on a golf vacation to the Greenbrier in West Virginia for his 70th birthday. We started planning this trip over a year ago, so we had plenty of time to set the money aside we needed for my dad's birthday trip. We decided, rather than spending money on a thing for my dad, that we decided we wanted to give him an experience for his milestone birthday. And, you know, what better experience to take our dad on a trip to some place he had been wanting to go. One of the golf courses there is a PGA course that is played during the championships. And that was on my dad's bucket list. That was one of the courses he wanted to play, and he had never played it before. So my brother and my dad and I both, all of us love to golf. So that was the gift that my brother and I decided on. And it was great because my dad and brother played that championship course. I'm not good enough to play that course, so I opted out. We played golf every day that we were there, including the oldest golf course in the United States, which was very cool because we played it with old-fashioned golf clubs, and it was just really a neat experience, and, you know, it was something that we experienced as a family together. We created some great memories. We took a lot of great pictures to be able to remember our experience. And, you know, we felt like that was money very well spent. And, you know, both my brother and I are financially stable. We're not in a situation where we have debt outside of our mortgages. We had the money saved up. And it was a great splurge for us that we were, you know, we were able to do that with our dad. So that's just an example of how spending on an experience can create some great memories. And I think that as we look back on that trip over the years, like the psychologist said, that as time goes by, your satisfaction with those experiences goes up. So, and, you know, just think about this when you're going on vacation. It might be better to spend your money on, you know, surfing lessons for you and your family while you're on a beach vacation rather than buying, you know, T-shirts and sweatshirts with, you know, some kind of logo on it to commemorate your trip. That you're going to get more out of those experiences than you are the physical things that you buy. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to spend money on things. So if you decide to splurge on a thing instead of an experience, make sure that your splurge is something that you will either use frequently or that will last you for many years, preferably both. You know, I'd rather see my client spend her money on a piece of jewelry that she'll wear often and have for years than a trendy pair of shoes that will be out of style next year. One way to evaluate this is to consider the cost per use of something that you're going to buy. For example, let's say that Liz spends $500 on a trendy pair of shoes that she wears 20 times over the next year before they're out of style. Well, the cost per use of those shoes is $25 per wear. Now, if Liz instead saved up and spent $2,500 on a pair of diamond earrings that she wears at least once a week, we'll just say on an average 50 times per year, for the next 15 years, her cost per wear is only $3.33. And Liz will likely have those diamond earrings for way more than 15 years. So do the math and make sure that your splurge is worth it. I think all of us probably have things in our home when we look around and we think, oh, I wish I hadn't spent so much money on that. You know, I barely used that, and I really don't even like it anymore. So, you know, just take some time to think about it before you do your splurge, and it's typically better to, you know, ponder things over a little bit and not make splurges spur of the moment. And that leads into our next tip of some things to consider when you're splurging. Plan your splurges in advance so that you have adequate time to save up and pay for them. Set goals for the things and experiences you want to splurge on and be creative about making and saving money to pay for them. These are the things you should be putting on your financial vision board. If you want to do something like surf lessons in Hawaii or ride a dog sled in Alaska, you know, put those things on your vision board and start thinking about how to save up for those. Shop around before you buy. The more patience you have, the more likely you will be able to find a better deal. We did this with our Greenbrier trip. We looked at the cost of the hotel and shopped the different options and actually planned our stay in the days we were checking in and checking out in order to get the best rates so that, you know, even though we were splurging, we were making the most of our money. So definitely shop around before you buy. Also, consider the opportunity cost of your splurge. If you spend that $1,000 on a vacation, it means you can't use that money to pay off debt or put in your IRA. What are you missing out on if you do that? If your credit card rate is 16%, this means you'll be paying an extra $160 in interest this year by spending the money on the vacation instead of paying down the credit card. So the vacation is actually costing you not $1,000, but $1,160. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't take the vacation. I'm just saying to be mindful of what you are forfeiting when you choose one option over the other. As I said, I do want you to splurge occasionally while you're on your journey to your preferred financial destination. If you follow the above guidelines, when you do thoroughly enjoy the money you spend, and you won't be plagued with buyer's remorse. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. As always, I am available for both in-person and virtual coaching sessions via phone. You can schedule your financial coaching appointment by emailing me at christinelukin@christinelukin.com. I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, have a great week.